Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. Please make a gift online at loe.org or call 800-893-3377 right now. And thanks.
This month, this Earth month, Living on Earth is taking a listen back to some of the award-winning stories that have been heard on these broadcasts over the past 16 years. And today we start with a piece about a sound sculptor for whom it seems that anything can be music to his ears. We first heard from sonic artist Steve Peters in 2002, when producer Paul Ingles brought one of Peters' environmental sound sculptures to the radio. Peters spent hours recording in an outdoor space in New Mexico called The Land, taking care to capture sounds of nature that normally escape our attention. The broadcast segment won an Edward R. Murrow Award from the Radio and Television News Directors Association. Steve Peters' latest audio installation is up this month at the College of Santa Fe in New Mexico. We'll hear about that and his other recent work in a few minutes. But first, let's dial up the Wayback Machine for a listen to Paul Ingles' 2002 piece on Steve Peters' work called Hearings.
The Land is located about an hour and a half drive southeast of Albuquerque, New Mexico, in the eastern foothills of the Manzano Mountains. It's a 40-acre site, but there's 14 acres of it that they use as a work site and exhibition space for environmental art, and specifically low-impact environmental art. I was just so impressed by how still it was and quiet, and what happened was that because it was so quiet, every little sound that happened really stood out. You really noticed it. And all the sounds had this kind of delicate, hushed quality that I'm a real sucker for anyway. So what happens if I commit myself to coming here for a year, a couple of times a month, and sitting and doing nothing more for an hour at a time than listening to what's going on here? Each time I would go and spend this time listening to this place, I would make a recording of that hour. I stretched a whole day out over a year. I made 24-hour cycle of recordings over the course of 1 year. What I did with all those 24 hours of recordings was to edit each hour down to about 5 minutes or so. This is the sound of a cholla cactus. Cholla cactuses are these kind of long, spindly things. And when they die, they leave these beautiful kind of sculptural shapes, like long tubes with little long holes in them, and they're hollow. So this is a cholla cactus with a contact microphone attached to it on a windy day, and you're hearing the wind sort of whistling through the holes in this dead cactus. This here was probably the most sensational sound in the whole show. I had set a contact microphone outside the entrance to an ant hill of these large red, I think, harvesting ants. And a couple of scouts came out and investigated, and they walked around on it, and then they went back in and got a whole bunch more ants, and they all came out and swarmed on the contact microphone and started chewing on it. And then they started making these sounds, which I later learned are called stridulation, where they sort of have a little, like a rub board on their thorax and their abdomen or something, and they rub it together and make this little shrieking noise. It was slightly terrifying. I thought, okay, I think I better go now. this is the sound of a wire fence that runs around the perimeter of the property. And that's kind of an interesting story because I thought this fence was such an insult to the landscape in a way. You know, I'd sit there and go, you know, the land on this side of it isn't any different than the land on the other side. And what's this thing doing here? It's just ugly and stupid. And then one day I was out there and it was really windy and I put my ear up to one of the fence posts and it was the most beautiful sound. The wind was blowing these stalks of grass against the lower strand of the wire fence. You don't get a sense of the beauty of the place from a quick scan. You know, you really have to slow down and be with it and accept it on its own terms. And I think that's a really good lesson for all of us to carry over to all sorts of other areas in our lives.
Since Paul Ingalls produced that award-winning story for Living on Earth, Steve Peters has moved to Seattle, where he continues to find and remix unexpected sounds into oral sculptures, including this one called Morning Ragas. He also sometimes appears in the group called Phonographers Union.
What happens at a phonographer's concert is whoever shows up is the group for that night, and it's usually somewhere between 8 and 12 people, and we all have either personal CD players or laptops or iPods loaded with recordings that we've all been making on our own, and then we perform live improvising sound collages with untreated field recordings. I'm pretty fascinated with the idea of kind of managing to pull something out of nothing. And then I've also continued to do site-specific sound installations in various places. At the moment, I have one at the College of Santa Fe in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Openings for my work tend to be kind of a horrible experience because everybody's being festive and drinking wine and talking and laughing, and my little quiet, barely audible pieces tend to get crushed. So everybody's always saying, "Can't you turn it up? Turn it up." And I'm saying, "No, I'm sorry. So come back sometime when it's not the opening."
Sonic sculptor Steve Peters' latest work, Atrium Sound Space, can be seen and heard on our website, loe.org. Next week on Living on Earth, keeping an eye on endangered marine mammals from the air. The job can bring some remarkable rewards.
Sometimes you drop down so low, all the spout, the blow of the whale drifted through the open window. I mean, we were literally wiping a blue whale's breath off our faces.
Catching up with Mexico's eco pilot next time on Living on Earth.